Starting again?
Okay, fine. With that, Rabbosai, let's turn our attention to a very important yisod, which is a Gemara. The Gemara is found in Masechta Avodah Zarah. It's on the Makoros, second line of the sheet. Daf Samach Beis. Let's see what it says there. I just want to show you one line in the Gemara for the moment. We'll come back to the Gemara later on. But for the moment, a single line. Where the Gemara is over here, on the fourth wide line, HaTorah Amra L'Ochla V'Lo L'Schora. HaTorah Amra L'Ochla V'Lo L'Schora. What does it sound like? Sounds like it's a Din D'Oraisa. HaTorah Amra. However, there may be a counter argument from another Gemara. This Gemara is found in Masechta Sukkah. Those who have Masechta Sukkah should open up there too. You have the Otzer, it's all there. Masechta Sukkah, Daf Mem Amid Beis. So the Gemara talks about Bo Re Kamakosha Avko Shel Shvius. Avko Shel Shvius, an interesting expression. Avko Shel Shvius, says Rashi, Midi Lohavi Iker Ha'iser Toli Barak Kari Avok. Gives two examples. Avak Ribis, Avak Lashon Hara. Tosfos says, Iker Iser Bavodas Karka. Masumat Nenevela Ese Bialma. Tlach Lolo Schora. So you get an impression from Tosfos that this is a Din D'Oraisa. Rashi quotes two Avaks, one of which as we know is D'Oraisa, presumably Avak Lashon Hara. Look at Sefer Chofetz Chaim. One of which is the Rabbanan. Avak Ribbis, those who learn Ribbis know this very well. So it's a little bit inconclusive as to whether we're talking about a D'Oraisa, we're talking about a D'Rabbanan. You can't really tell. Can't really tell. No, it's impossible to know for sure. Tosfos again sounds like it's a D'Oraisa. Rashi quotes two versions. If you look, however, in the Tosfos, not a Masechta Sukkah, but a Masechta Avodah Zarah, you get a bit of a different impression. Rabbi Osai, give a look at Tosfos. There's one Tosfos, which is very important. Tosfos v'nimtza. Nimtza. On the Samach Beis, Amun Aleph Masechta Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Osai, give a look at the Gemara. Where it says, V'harei Shvius. It's the last four narrow lines. V'harei Shvius, the Tofes, it says, Dameha. We know that if you sell a pair of Shvius, the money gets Kedusha Shvius. Utnan, called the Mishnah Perek Ches Mishnah Dalet, Ha'oma Lepoel, Helech Dina Zeh, Lekotli Bo Yerek, Hayom, Schara Asur, Lekotli Yerek Hayom, Schara Mutter. What do you mean, Rashi? Lekotli Bo, Lashon Mecherhu, Tamashma Lekotli Shav Yo Yerek, Schara Asur, Lesho Sorachas Manabir, El Mizbar B'Shvius, Lekotli Yerek, Lashon Schirasu, Lashon Mecher, Vein Lo Damim, Shirvasu B'Glusha Shvius. So therefore the question becomes, how does this jive what we came before in the sugya about Yai and Nesek, not our Indian right now? Okay. Om Rabbi Abo, Knasu Shekonsu Chachamim B'Chamorim of Yai and Nesek. A whole discussion, a special din, which has to do with Yai and Nesek. They give a whole discussion. Hachamorim Sheyoosu Melocha B'Peiru Shvius, Schorin Shvius, my Schorin Shvius. Ilayim Adiyavin Alayim Schami Peiru Shvius. Nimsa ze porech, porech over me pay with shvius, and Torah amra, loch lebelo le schora, you can't pay off your debts with pay with shvius. Ella, the kodus, schora meglusha shvius. Okay, the sky you get has on it, that money has on it what we call kedushas shvius. Okay, so far, so good. So the Gemara goes a little bit further and says as follows. Umikadosh, Vatanya, this is a, Vatanya is the girsa that we have, Shaviva Hatnan, that's Perek Ches Mishnah Dalet. Omer Lepol, Helich Dina Zeh, Lekot Liyerek, again, different girsas, Hayom, Schor Mutu, Lekot Liyerek, Bo Hayom, Schor Wasa, Amra Baye, Lo Nevin Lech Schar Miperek Shvius, Ay Loch Levlo Leschora, Diyave Niyale Betzad Hetem. How do you do that? Tzad Hetem, Mat Naschinim, for free. Kidnaga be maisa sheni. Vayoma adam lachavero. A whole story, which you're not going to read every last word. So the Gemara says like this. Chamarin, these are very professional experts who are driving donkeys. The nafish agrayu konsur abanim behu umasnis and chumadei nesach shani. So in other words, it's a special knas by chamarin. Tosfos explains pirish v'ravchi tvei v'damu tvei l'schora. If you make a lot of money, it's great to make a lot of money, right? But if you like a lot of money, looks like schora. They made a special knas. You make a little bit amount of money, then you can keep it. They never made a knas in that kind of a case. At kan rabosai sugas hagemar. So Tosfos nimtza on Samach Beis Amanav towards the very end. Tosfos is as follows. He says v'afal pishaman the last two lines. Also the frachov of the parish shviis b'shem lav lochlahu mikom makom. Guys, if you're interested, lekadesh isha mutter. If you want next year to get married and you can't afford, so you can take parish shviis and give it to your wife. It's too early for you. You can't get parish shviis now, but you can give it and you get married with the parish shviis. But it says afal gav lav liochlahu. It says ish mekadesh kedushim to nun beis. Guy goes mekadesh five women. Don't do that. V'kalkola shel shviis, v'yamu chacham. That's dangerous. Amu chachamim, others v'kadoshes. Why? V'shem piriyah v'rivyah, akilu be'rabonon. That line seems to say that it's only is it the rabbanon. It's a pashup shot. The pashup shot in that Tosfos is only an is it the rabbanon. Wow. So the Chazon Ish says, nah. Tell me, Rabbi Sai, getting married is called schayra. No, it's dome l'schayra. Because yeah, you are, you know, you. We spoke once about ha'isha niknet. So you are having a wife now becomes your wife as a result of you giving a. It's not really schayra. Doesn't really belong to you. So it's not really. That's the rabbanim. But if it's real schayra to buy and sell, Chazon Ish claims even according to Tosfos. It would be a din de oraisa. Fine. But others say no. Midoraisa la'ochla means la'ochla v'lo lehefseit. That's the simple drush of Chazal. Eat it and don't destroy it. But schora is only an isa de rabbonah, and that's why it's called avak. Fine. As interestingly, in the oruch, he says avak shvius is like avak ribis, which is de rabbonah. Fine. Big question, Arabosa. Major question. Upon whom is the Easter of Schor Rachal? Takes two to tango. There's a seller and a buyer. Who is in violation of the Easter of Schor? So it's obvious that the seller is. What about the buyer? Is the buyer also independently in violation of the Easter of Schor? Or is the buyer, no? The buyer's not. Worst case, the buyer's over in what? Lifnaiver. Because you can't sell if there's no buyer. That's the question. What would you say? What do you think? Is the Issa Schor on the seller and on the buyer? Or is the Issa Schor only on the seller and the buyer is only an accomplice of Lifta Iver? So this question was addressed by the Noda Behuda, Shevan Abbe Smedish, Kama Ebenezer Simon Ayin Zayin, quoted by the Kapas Tamarim in Sukkah Daf Lamates, and the Meiri there in Sukkah, and many, many, many poskim say that way, that the Easter is only on the seller. Nissen Karelet Shlita Chudshani explains why. He says, you're not supposed to use Perish Shvius for monetary purposes, for schor purposes. The seller, by definition, is using it to make a buck. So he's in violation of the Easter schor. The buyer, he wants to eat breakfast. That's all. Wants to eat breakfast. So he needs some fruits. He needs fruits for breakfast. He's not using perishvias to make a buck. He just wants to eat breakfast. That's a good svara. So therefore, that explains why, according to many, many poskim, rattle off just a few of them, there's no independent issue of schora, which is chal on the buyer, only on the seller. However, the Noda Behuda was responding to someone who was asking a question who thought the other way around. Who is this questioner? Rabbi Yitzchak Kalevi, who quoted in the Sefer HaMakna Kiddush Daf Nun Beis, he held this is on the Kona as well. And the Chazon Ish is quoted that way as well. And even the Ravid perhaps holds that way. It's not completely clear. The Ravid in Perek Hey, Halacha Chaf, throws in the middle of a discussion if a person is using something of Shvius, it's Havi Kischora. What's he using? He's using some fuel, a Merachotz, is being heated up by some Shvius. There, Rabbi Osai, the Yisr is on the consumer, if you will, not on the seller. He bought the straw to make a fire, to take a hot shower, so he's already a Schora, so it's Kischora. I don't know if it means it's such a great raya. Maybe it's lifting either of schor. It says kischor. So I'm not convinced from this the raya from this raya. Oh, now Rabosai, but here comes halacha lemaisa. The Mabit. You remember the Mabit? He's the one who said, yeah.
Can't you
Aha, very good question. What if a wholesaler sells to a retailer, and the retailer will then sell it to private citizens? There, the retailer is also not having it for breakfast. It's just to make a buck. I think you're right. Well, this is Corellis. In that particular case, the Kona should also be chayiv. You're right. That, I don't know if anyone else would agree to that, but that makes sense.
He's not a Kona anymore.
He says not a Kona. But right now, at the moment, all he do is Kona. He hopes to sell it at a profit tomorrow. And who knows what's going to happen between now and then? Okay, that's an interesting, very good point. Here, anyway, go back to this. So the Mabit, as you well know, had this mega machlokes with Rav Yosef Karo. Mega. Spent a lot of time talking about it. Peiros Shvius of a Goy. Is it Kedusha Shvius? Yes or no? Right? So the Mabit said yes. Rav Yosef Karo said no. That's a famous machlokes. Comes the Mabit in the Tshuva, Chelek Aleph. Simchah Aleph. He wants the following shaila. Can someone interact with a Bet Yosef person? I hold this Kedusha Shvius. He holds this no Kedusha Shvius. And in the interactions, perhaps, let's say, for example, he sells it to me and I buy it. May I buy it? So Mabit says yes. Aye, that my bid holds. The guy's a bum. The seller is a bum. Because according to my bid, the seller is doing schor with the pay of shvius. My bid was a very great Talmud Chacham, as we find throughout the generations. I think he's a bum. Rav Yosef Karo thinks he's within his rights. So even though I think it's wrong, but I tell my people, you're allowed to buy from him. He's not a balavera. He's relying on Rav Yosef Karo. I think Rav Yosef Karo is wrong. Yeah, but he's a Talmud Chacham. You can rely upon him, even though I think it's wrong. You follow? Very important, you're still in general terms. So if someone is relying on a particular heter of a Talmud Chacham, even though you think the heter is wrong, he's doing what he thinks is right, you're that over on Lifna Iver, you facilitate what he's doing. Ad kan tshuva samabit. You see, Klar, the Mabit held, like the first group, there's no independent Isser of Schora, on the lokeach. Had it been an independent Isser, then the Tzvara wouldn't work. It's only to get out of a Lifna Iver. This is the Sheet of the Mabit, who joins the Kappas Tamarim and the Noda Behuda. Rav Moshe is exactly the same. The Rav Moshe is a very famous Tshuva, Orach Chaim Chelek Aleph Simakuf Peivov. It's about Esrogim and Shemitah. There's a lot to say there. If you want to look it up, please feel free. Again, Orach Chaim Aleph Kuf Peivov. We'll get to it later when we talk about other inyanim of export. And Rav Shlomo Zalman is exactly the same way. But the Rav Nissen Karelitz, ironically, suggested Svarot to be Machmir. You know he had this great Svarot to be Mekel before. You know what Svarot to be Machmir is? Lifnei Iver would not apply in such a case. What is a typical Lifnei Iver? I supply you with something, and you take it, and you do something wrong with it. So then they would say, no Lifnei Iver. But over here, the moment that I buy it, he's in violation. I'm not merely an accomplice to his crime. I'm a participant in his crime. At the very moment that I buy it, he sold it. That's some more than just a plan lift naive, and therefore perhaps shouldn't be done. Yisim Mesayeya, at the very least, even according to the other fellows, no Yisim, he quotes from the Chazadish as well. Fine. Rabosai, the Rambam. Yeah.
Isn't there an Isser of giving, giving Tamei
Shvi's
to non-Arabs?
Oh, excellent question. So my bit talks about that as well. What about Tamei Shvi's? Look, he relies on Yosef Karo. He considers it to be not Tamei Shvi's. So there's no problem.
But from my perspective, I'm causing him to have Tamei Shvi's.
Yeah, but he thinks not. You're right. That's even a further step. My bit says that explicitly. But it's a very good point. Perek Vav Aloch Aleph in Rambam Shemitah Yoh. Let's take a look. Ein Osen Schar Beperi Shvitz. V'im Rotz Alim Kor Ma'at Miperi Shvitz Mocher V'yoson Adomim Herein Keperi Shvitz. And therefore Yiloch Apohen Machal V'yayoch Abukdusha Shvitz. V'oso Apri Hanim Kar Harehu Bukdusha So Keshoya. The unique part of Tfis Estam of Shvitz is that even though the money assumes Kedusha, the pre retains the Kedusha. So now you double the amount of items in the world that have Kedushas, Shvius. Fine. What's this Ma'at story? Says the Kesef Mishnah. Imrat Limkar Ma'at, the Perek Lulav HaGozel. That's the Gemara I asked you to see. Mesechta Sukkah. What does it say? It says the Mishnah in Shvius, Perek Tes Mishnah, which you saw earlier. Vinil kachim mikol adam b'shvius b'chidei mon shanu. Kolomar b'chidei mizonosav mon is mizonos. Dafka v'lo yoser u'mash mahasam d'haynu mazon gimel sudos. For Rabbeinu afal pishlo hiske po mazon gimel sudos. Samach amashakos of reish perek ches. What reish perek ches? Halacha yud beis. What the reish coming? I don't understand. The Perikhes, probably. The Dafka Mazon Gimel Sudas. So writes Marenu HaKesef Mishnah. Now, it's interesting. If you look at Larry Kirkus, he says as follows. He says, the Mishnah Daf Lama Tess and Lulav HaGozel, Mavliya de Meesrik Bululov, the Gambalo Avloya Mutter El Mepne, Shein Mostrin de Meeshvius Amoritz. Rabbo said there are two separate potential Yisurim, as Robert just pointed out. One is Schora, and one is Mesiris Meeshvius Amoritz. Says the Mari Kurkus, it says the Mishnah, Perek Zayin on Mishnah Gimel, Lo Ye Lokeach U Moche Beshuk, Ava Lokate U Bno Moche Yoda, we'll discuss this at great length as we go on. Nearer. Shlo asu elak shlo keach harbe biyachad kiminig asocherim ukemosh you also osve shvius zebor chavav avle mocher maat liknos bo dva machal mutter she ein zu schora rabosai. Now what is the amount? What's the amount? Like this. If the yisur rabosai is an Isser of Mesiras Tmei Shvius to an Amoretz, then we have a very, very limited amount. The Gemara is in the Sechta Sukkah, Daf Lama Testament. Those who have the Gemara, either straight or with the Otsa, open up for a minute. The Mishnah said in Daf Lama Testament Aleph, Halokeach Lulav Mechaver B'Shvius, Nos to Esrik B'Matana, but you can't buy it in Shvius. If you won't give matana, mavliya demay esrik belulav, we'll come to the details. Give it straight. No. Ein mosrin demay perish shvius liyam haaretz. Zok Rashi. That Torah armor loch lo l'schora shall call perish shvius chayav m'nizbar b'shvius heinu demayen should make schora with it. And if you give it over lifna evil osita and michshol. Tosis quotes is from Rashi. He asks a bunch of kashas, etc., etc. If the other one about beer, says no, a different var completely, because you're going to give it to the money, and he's not going to know what to do with it. Einam oras nizol leso liklos ben beim of a tamea, etc. And here's a famous conclusion, it's also found in the Rash. The ein mispar ledinim ulisurim sheyesh bepeir shviis shetzarach linam kedushim. There's no They're innumerable. We're sitting here in one summer trying to figure it all out. And it says innumerable, ain't mispah. There's no limit, there's no number. How many Yisroel there are, and you're giving it to the money to this fellow, he's not going to know what to do with it. It's the famous Tarsus here in Eflamet Tessim and Aleph, here in Masechta Sukkah. Okay? Says the Gemara, the Tanya, in Moshe, the Mesh, Peres, Shvias, the Amart, Yosem, in Moshe, Sholosh, Sudis. That's it. That's okay. Sholosh, Sudis is okay. Why? The Rambam is going to quote this, and I'll tell you why. The Rambam is found in Perek Ches, Nukhah, Shemitah, Halacha, Yud. We saw that the Kesef Mishnah quoted Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Beis. What's Halacha Yud Beis? Bamed Vamurim, Bezman Shurim, Mocha Peres, Shekimosim, Beshomer, Contain of Rimon, Chiosimim. Avlamay Mocha Peres, Shekhaskosim, and a Hefker. Mutal Likach Bemeno Ma'at, with May Sholosh Sudas, Bulvab, Shem Kedei Chayav, Shem Mocha. The guy is going to starve the seller. He let him just a little bit amount of money. Sholosh Sudas, and otherwise, they're not. What's an Halacha Yud? Kishem she'asal asas schor b'peres shvius olish merosam kach asal dikach asal me'amoretz v'she'ein moshen d'mei shvius amoretz afilu kolshu shem lo yochel asal m'gdusha shvius. Okay, but in certain limit cases, you can give it to m'nei chayav up the shalosh shvius. That's where the shiras come from, for the isur of mesiras d'mei shvius. But as far as the isur of schor is concerned, who said that the shear is Sholosh Sudas? Who said that's the shear? Oh. So over here, Abosai, on the Flamet Testament days, the Gemara says, Moshe Rav Sheshes, Umeh Mufko Gimel Sudas Vesulo. Aye, says Faker. Bechdei Mon Shonu. What's Bechdei Mon Shonu? That's what we saw quoted before. Bechdei Mezonos of Shonu. The Nikachim, Vahino Shalosh Sudas, that's it. So you see this Shir Shalosh, this is Rabosa to be Matir, the Easter of Mesiras to make Shvia Samart. Only Shalosh Sudas. We're not discussing that over here. That's a Pili Akash on the Kesef Mishnah. We're not discussing that over here. We're discussing Issachara. And Issachara, we never saw the Shir of Shalosh Sudas. This Kasha is not right. My Kasha, the Pasa Shulchan is his Kasha. The Pasa Shulchan towards the beginning of Simon Zion, here in Os Beis. The local Kesef Mishnah. No, that's an Isra of Mysterious May Peres Samaras, etc. Here we're discussing the Asaras HaMocher of Schora. So there it's a different Shir. Different Shir. There's no din of Shalosh Sudas. Presumably, even more than Shalosh Sudas would be permissible. Yeah, the question, of course, becomes very nice, more. But how much more? How much more? So it's a ma'at. You're allowed to sell ma'at. Rotzalim called ma'at, mi'per shvius, mocher. Ma'at. What's ma'at? Take a look at our boss in the Rambam. Perik dalid, halacha, chav dalid. I'll tell you what ma'at is. Give a look. Dalid, chav dalid. Says the Rambam. Mitzvah say, l'hashmit kol ma'ashim batos yasad b'shvius, Tishpeten and Natashva. Cholanoa, Karmo, Bitla say. Osa, Piroso, Beso, no good. Yafkir Hakol. Okay. But, Vieshlo, Lahavi, Ma'at, Nasor, Beso. The same word Ma'at is used over here. What's Ma'at? Kederach, Shemivim, and a Hefker. Chamesh, Kade, Shemen. Chamesh, Kade, Yayin. Oh, that's the Shir. Where does that Shir come from, Rav Osai? The Ram didn't make it up out of nowhere. You take a look at Rabosai in the Mishnayos in Masechta Shvius, Perek Hey, Mishnah Zayin. These Shirim are found, right? 15, 5 Kadei Shemen, 15 Kadei Yayin, Shekein Dark Olahavim and a Hefker. That's what it says. That's Ma'at. That's much more than Mozon Sholosh Sudas. Yeah. So the Reb Chaim Kanievsky tried to figure out how much is this. He quotes from the Chazon Ish, it's a shear enough for a week or two. A week or two? Depends on the average person. The fact that a particular lady is going to buy a whole bunch of cans of vegetables or fruits because she's afraid you won't be able to get them fresh in the marketplace, that's irrelevant. The average person. So I saw something very fascinating here in this beautiful Sefer, Peirush Shviis. This is what he says. This may vary with the time and the place and the technology. That's a fascinating idea. Shia ma'at, haino ha-shir sh'odem mechen lebeis ol achilas b'nei mishpachto lekama yomim. Footnote hey. He says follows. Ulai says for a week. That's what Chazanish quoted. A week that the Tatsbid of Torah called Mishpacha for a week. Ulai Eish Lomar Shekayom Shemetsuyin Bebatim Bekarim Gedolim Darkam Shalanoshim Lehavi Lebesam Bechopam Afliosim Yishavua. To travel to Costco. Costco's far away. You see people walk out of Costco with not just with big shopping carts. They have these platforms. You know what I mean? You go out with... Yeah? So he suggests it's more than a week. Times can change, you see? That's what he suggests at the bottom of page Kuf Mem Dalib in this beautiful Sefer. Perhaps. Okay. There are both sides. Give a look in the Tosefta, if you will, in the Sechta Shviis. Perek Dalid. Let's see if we can find it. Tosefta Shviis. Perek Dalid Halacha Yud discuss about what's called Kovesh. Kovesh. What's Kovesh mean? To pickle. And Kovshin and Miyavshin, etc. Whole discussion. Not going into the details right now, but you get an impression from the Tosefta, there's a problem if you do too much. Too much. Because it's considered to be almost like a possibility of schora, you're pickling it. Okay, we're not going into all the details right now. But in any event, again, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says in his Derech Emuna, once again, perhaps you can only do it for up to a week. Up to a week. You remember my Derech Emuna on Shviis? I think it's somewhere on the table. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'll read each what he has to say. It's in Perek Hey, Halacha Gimel. Okay, so here he says as follows. Tosefta, you can look inside. Berishona, what does the Tosefta say? It says, Ein Koshin, Ein Yavshin, etc. The different yourselves. So Chazanish says, Kovesh Harbe, the Kol the Ovid, the Otzer, Havik is Schora. The problem of Schora. Okay, fine. He goes on and on. This is the Klis. He says, Hakovesh gimu kvashim b'chavis achas. You see, mutal le'asas kvashim b'perishvies. Ulefizeh mutal lichbosh b'chometz melafafonim. Pickles. Ma'asim b'choyon, they put pickles in vinegar. Right? Umiyul izman meruba asud avik eschorah. She is not Merubah Lo Noda Lanu. And the Maran, the Chazanish said, you can only bring what? For his family for a week. Okay, so you can only make pickles to last you for a week. How many pickles? Depends on your family. You have 10 kids, and they all like pickles. It could be quite a bit. Look what he has a vart now. No. Less of min ahef, gerein derech, less of liyos, be meshach shavua. We just saw the idea of, before, getting from hefka. Avod dvarim shedarkan asos tiktsas man yoser efshar demuta gam yoser v'arei maran chazanish hitir lasos riba. What's riba, gentlemen? Jelly. V'riba kemedume shein derech lasos ol shavua echad bilvad. You can make enough jelly for a week. You make a big jar of jelly, it can last you for a month. L'chein nira l'chora shemut lasim lafafonim kvushim l'kama shavuos. K'moshet derech la'asos on the tzorech ishtamshus b'bayis. Not for zman merubah. What's the pshat over here? It's together. The dvarim shadarek la'asos on yosem mishum she'en k'day l'tabal b'zeh b'dav amur la'asos on kol yom. That's not called zman merubah. It's a pain in the neck to make jelly. Every day making that jelly again and again. You make one big jelly, whatever it takes to make jelly. I don't know, I never made jelly. But whether it's not worth it for a small amount to make pickles. You have to put it in the salad. Pickles and vinegar. It's not worth it to make one pickle and put it in vinegar. You gotta make a big. That's why we're a little bit more lenient when it comes to these particular items. So writes the Sefer Derech Emunah, Perek Hey, Halacha Gimel. And Rabbosai, look in the Pirish of the Re Ben Matz. You have the Rimbatz, the standard. We haven't looked at it all summer. It's in the bottom of, if you have the Rashmi Shans and the Rambam and the Rosh and the Rimbatz. I'm not sure who the Rimbatz, they tell you his name, but I'm not sure exactly who he is or where he came from, but obviously he was a Rishon. He tells you, look in the Rimbatz. Perek Tes, Mishnehe. Oh, sorry. Let's look. Chaim says to look, we look. So the Rimbat says, the first one, Hakovish Gimel Kvashim B'Chavasachas, etc., etc., says the Rimbat, tells you what it means in some foreign language. Uvenei Kakforim Osim Kain, Kedei Lochal, we call it Lechol, Ba'choref. You get almost an impression from the Rimbat, you do it once for the whole winter season. But you know, you have your stuff, it's Sukkot's time, and now you're going to put it away for the winter. So even that's a tremendous amount, because that's the only time to do it, if it's going to ruin otherwise. Okay? Ad kan, what he suggests. Fascinating. There's a Rashi Rabosai, Ipsochem Nun Bezem and Aleph, where Rashi says that Hakovesh Kedele Hiskaye. And the Yerushalmi says in Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, there are minim, which mutalichvosh, akveret. I guess certain kinds of flowers you rose, whatever it is, you put it away and it's going to last for a longer time. Okay, now Rabosai, we have to start Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. We were there before. Time to go to revisit that that Mishnah. Rabosai, please, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. We'll see soon how this fits into the things we've said until now. Okay, Rabosai, the second, we're only going to read the last two lines of the Mishnah. Lo yia lo keach yirokos sode umocher b'shuk abel hu lokeit ubeno mocher ayodo lokach li atzma v'hosir muta l'mochwa. Psh. We're going to learn only the last two lines, but the preceding few lines are quite amazing. It says enos and schora Beperos Shvius, Bchoros, Trumas, Nevelas, Trefets, Shkotzim, Ramos. Look at that. It's the famous Iser of Schora, Bedvarim, Oasurim. The next Mishnah tells us what happens. You have extra, you're allowed to sell it. And here's a famous word Sayode Chayav Yofas, Vidogim, Shenizdam Nulahem, Minin Tmein. I'm fishing here in Morashah Lake. I'm fishing. All the fish that came out of Sofa have been kosher. What if a guy picks out a tray for fish? Oh, you can't sell it. No, you're allowed to sell it. I can't do schor d'ram asurim. It's called nizdamein. You weren't trying it. You're trying at the kosher fish. Came up a tray for fish. The famous source of the everyone learned these sugars. It's here. It's this Mishnah in Shvius. The whole concept of nizdamein starts from Peres Shvius. Okay? And that's why, if it's Nizdamein Peres Shvius, even a lot, you're allowed to sell it. Yeah?
Does that apply if 95% of the fish in the lake are not kosher?
I don't know. It's a good question. If you look in the Sfarim. I don't know. Look in them. I don't know. So we had started the Mishnah, if you recall, with the Shia, rather. We'll come back to this a little later. With Perek Ches Mishnah Gimel. This is Zayin Gimel. We started with Ches Gimel. We talk about the Easter of Mida Mishkol Uminyan, Rabosai. Let's look at it again for a moment. And also, you're not supposed to agudos, not supposed to wrap it up the way it's normally done. right? Not allowed to do it. And this is found in the Rambam, in Perek Vov. Let's look. We already began the Rambam in Perek Vov. That's where we found the Isser of Schora. That was Perek Vov, Halacha, Aleph, Enos, and Schora. That's Aleph and Beis. That's some leftovers, etc. We'll come to that a little bit later. Halacha Gimel, Kshemoch in Perek Shvi'is, you're not allowed to sell Perek Shvi'is. It means, in the case in which there is no Isser of Schora. What is another Isser of Schora? Maybe a small amount, things of this nature. Fine. Let's go on both sides. Vayta and Rambam. Yeah. So Rambam says, Na Mida, Na Mishkel, Na Minyan. Why? What he says? Kidei Shelo Yeh Kesocher B'Peros Shvius. What did the Rishalmi say? Rishalmi gave two other reasons. We saw in the Rashi at the beginning of the Shia. One, Kidei Sheyimku B'Zol. Right? Yimku B'Zol. And the second reason is given that you're worried about Norbe Kedusha Shvius. The words of the Yerushalmi. Take a look on the Rush. The Rush over here. Perek Ches Mishnah Gimel. Look what it says. And he explains why. He says, Pirish. Mitoch shenim karam ba'omet, since you sell them not with precise measurements of mida of linear measurement, or mishkal of weight, or minyan of precise count, you'll sell it for cheaper. Nim karam bezol. Okay, so there's another reason. Mitoch sheshinu mim karam midera kol hashanin. And also Nim Karim Bezol. So there are two reasons given. One, if it's you're not going to measure it exactly, it's going to be cheaper. And two, if you're not going to measure it exactly, you'll realize it's something different about these fruits, and you'll be no Kedusha Shvius, or otherwise perhaps you wouldn't. Now the Rambam, again, in Perek Vov, Halacha Gimel, what did he say? Lo Dia Shu Hefker. Lo dia shuhefka doesn't seem to be one of these reasons. And he also says, Shloye kesoche beperish viz. He gave two reasons. How do these two reasons fit with the Yerushalmi's two reasons? So the Radvaz says, he says, when it says in the Yerushalmi, Zol, hakolu bichla mashakosi rabbeinu, lo dia shuhefka. So the Rambam didn't use the words of the Yerushalmi, but rather he uses his expression to hefker. If you know it's hefker, it's going to be cheaper. That's what he says. Some explain no. If it's hefker, you know this kedusha shvius, which is the source of all the dinim, as we saw a while Tishbetan and the Tashta. Good, but now Rabosai, let's go back to the Rash. In Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel, we keep going back to Ches Gimel, Zayin Gimel. Zayin Gimel in the Rash. Let's look inside Rabosai. The Rash quotes, A Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, V'lo yelokeach yiragos sada mokah b'shuk. Hainu lokeach, hainu locate. Doesn't matter whether you bought it from someone or you picked it yourself from the field. Either way, you can't sell it in the marketplace. Kedetani Sefer, Abu Lokate. Tosefta says, Lo yelokeach kishamokhe b'shuk. Hu atzmo halokate osur. Ulelakit lachilam rachman alolakit l'schor. Tainu mokhe. Abu Lokate mokhe b'no yodo. Ulemkoma mokhe b'shuk. Tulo likta. Fine. Look, achli atzma, mutalimka afilu latzma b'shuk came shalik l'achila. It's giving pshat in the Mishnah. Yerushalmi, tani v'lo yiru chamisha malakten yerek vechen mocha, because it's like he's already a businessman. Ava mocha hu shalo v'shal chaveiro. It's not all mine. I'm selling it for everybody. Chamisha achim malakten vechen mocha yedei, and it's okay. Om Rav Yossi, Om Barbun, Uvilvad, Shlo Yase Palter. What's Palter mean? You have Pas Palter. Hear that expression? Pas Palter, we say, means a baker. What it really means is a retailer, as opposed to a private citizen who still makes his own bread. That kind of bread is Asur Pas Akum. If you take it from a retailer whose business is to make bread, a baker, or things of this nature, a salesman, that would be permissible. Mao uvat she'asa palter, lo yemazmin bahu asher b'chol shana. Poshup shat in the words of the Yerushalmi, you shouldn't sell in the same place as you sell every year. V'istaboy me'emar, lo yemazmin b'chol shana. You shouldn't sell all the time, because if you do that, it means that you're a businessman, only occasionally. Pirish. K'shen ches chavrin malakten b'shutfus, v'yechen men mocher akol osr. Avalim lika liyatzmo v'chaver lika liyatzmo u'mocher osr beis chalokim b'vasachas, one's mine, one's yours. Mutter, davikein havlo, whoo! K'dama b'mavliya d'me'esrik b'luluf, sukadaf lamates, we'll come back to this soon. Afa gav d'mayri hosamin d'mei perish v'yis amoretz, hochanamalin schora, havikim avliya shalom b'shal chavero, havlo is matir, Dmei Perishvias, it's also some amater schor. Hey Achin, Afal Pishin Nirin Keshutfin, the Fishahim Achin, Mikomakom, Mocher Echel Ayodim, Bimkoma, and Mocher Bishuk. Period. This is what it says. Fine. Ad Kanabosai, the words of the Rash. The words of the Rash. Fine. So writes the Rash. Let's go a little further in understanding what the Rash is teaching us over here. Let's go slowly. The question is as follows. Is the din of Mida Mishkal Uminyan, is that an Easter on the seller or even on the buyer? Sounds familiar? So we spoke about Tzchor at the beginning of this year. Now what about Mida Mishkal Uminyan? Who is that a violation for? Ma'anav Kamina. According to one opinion, there could be an issue of Kedusha Shvius involved in it. What if you buy from a guy? If you buy from a guy, you know the Kedusha Shvius, what would it then be? If the Kona, yes, otherwise, not. So now, there are two Pshatim in the Yerushalmi over here. Right? What did we see before? Two reasons Pshatim in the Yerushalmi we saw before. Is it because of what? To be no Kedusha Shvius, or because it should be sold cheap? Right? So if it's a question of Kedusha Shvius, and you hold the Kedusha Shvius by parents of a guy, it would apply. So you can't even buy from a guy, but meet the Mishkal of a minion. If you hold, however, the pshat is that the seller should sell it for cheap, so the seller shouldn't be in violation of Schora, a guy is not chayv in mitzvahs. So therefore, it would not apply according to that opinion. Good. So now Rabbi Osai, it's very, very important. This Yerushalmi is going on our Mishnah, Zayin Gimel. Okay? And what does it say, B'no Mocher Al Yodo? What the Rash say? What the Rush say? We saw it in the Rash, see it in the Rush. It's always important to see things twice. What does it mean that B'no Mocher Al Yodo? So the Rush, we saw it already in the Rashi in the Rosh. The last line of the Rosh. The Rosh says, "Lo yalok the mocha b'shuk the nirak eschora kemesh lok on limkar who ba'atzma mocha abek shebino mocha rayado pirish b'shvilo lo merzik eschora v'afilu licked on the mocha." How do you like that? If I buy it and someone else sells it, that's not eschora. Eschora is I buy and I sell. I buy, someone else sells. Doesn't look so much like eschora. That's the pashup shot in the Rush, and the Pashup Shad in the Rash as well. However, there's a Tosis in Avodah Zarah, we have to go back to that same Tosis on Dav Samach Beis, Amar Aleph Nimtzum. Let's take a look and see what it says there. The Rabbos, you should all get either your Otzer, or get a Gemara Avodah Zarah, and see what it says in Tosis in Nimtzum. Give a look, please. Omer Ben Yitzchak, the read. Taschora Shiasura V'peirish shvius haynu liknos harbe biyachad laholach mimokam azol lemokam ayoker. Kamoshi Osin Osve Shvias, Sulin the Aedis, Tamskara. Obviously, what do? They buy it in Hunts Point, and they sell it in Riverdale with a 60% markup. Right? That's what goes on. Emis? It's not so far from one side of the Bronx to the other. And it's far enough to have a 60%, maybe, who knows what the markup is. Tremendous markup. That's called Skoro. V'chein poreach chova mi'peres shvias, sh'ze mistaka mi'peres shvias, v'lav le'ocha karinim bein. Fine. Ava le'mu lokeh limko ayadei al yad. What does the word al yad mean? Ava le'mu lokeh limko al yad liknos bo dvar achila ein davar zu skoro. What's he saying? What do the word means? What do the words mean?
A little bit,
right? And so it sounds like Ayad doesn't mean Ayad nearby. Ayad means a little bit. You have in Shabbos for this year, right? By Lush, Ayad, right? So that's what it means, a little bit. We'll come to it. It's in contrast to what? Harbi B'yachad. The first one says Harbi B'yachad. And the third line says, Ayad, a small amount. It's not Schor. And he quotes Sukkah, Mavliya de Meyesik Belulov. Yeah. Uvulo havlo nami hoya mutter il mole tama de en mostrin de mesh perishvir samaritz. Alma mutter limkor, a little bit at a time. And he quotes our Mishnah. Lo yaloka de roka sada umocha bishuk, avaloket ubuno mocher al yodo. You get an impression. Ayada means a little bit. Not through him, but a little bit. I said for Al-Yad. Mashma dafilu lechatchila. Wow. That's quite a statement, Rav Moshe. That's quite a statement. Okay? So Ayad can either be where you are as opposed to Bashuk. Ayad could be a small amount as opposed to a large amount. A large amount. Okay? Fine. Now, it could be that the Mishnah used the word ayado as a chiddush, Chazanish suggests. If your son is standing right next to you, you're picking up the vegetables, your son is next to you, he's on his bike, ready to run the vegetables right over to the marketplace to sell it there. So it's obvious from the beginning that it's going to be sold in the shuk. Even that's mutter. Since you didn't do it yourself, your son did it for you. That's what he suggests, pshat, in the chiddush over here. Okay? That's a pshat, which could be. A big chiddush. Even that's considered to be mutter. Oh. Now the Ramban, that I asked you to see, has a whole different verb. And it's true that there's some of them learn pshat and tosis that way. Because Tos has made another half a statement over here. V'lav la'ochla karina bay, in the case we're selling it in the marketplace, avalimu loket limko ayad liknos bo dvar achila end of azuskoro. What's this dvar achila bit? Who cares what he's going to do with the money? Who cares? They threw in the word dvar achila. Well, according to the Ramban, that's all that really matters, is dvar achila. According to the Ramban, there's a mission later on. You can't take the meshvias and buy a behema, an evet, karka. It's supposed to be contained within the orbit of foodstuffs. According to the Ramban, the isur schor medoraisa is only if you take something from shvias and you transfer it onto money and use that money to buy non-food items. If you're going to buy on a level of doraisa, if you're going to, it's not liochla. However, Rabosai, according to the Ramban, I get an impression that if I sell a ton of food, I'll have a whole pot of tomatoes, but I like ice cream. Smoothies? There's no smoothies? I like ice creams and smoothies. So I'll sell my tomatoes. You know, if mother says, Charlie, eat tomatoes, but son says, I like ice cream. So you sell the tomatoes and you buy ice cream. Midoraisa, you haven't violated anything. That's a push-up shot in the Ramban. Ramban says like this: La'ochla pirish rachmana d'amar beperish shvius la'ochla v'nitulod d'avar acher lefichach asul dikach beperish shvius min haTorah kol d'avar sheno nechal. It's a Mishnah meforeshes in Masechta Shvius Rebosai Perek Ches Mishneches. Give a look. Perikhes Mishneches. What does it say? Ein lochin avodim v'karkol sebeim etzmeim etzmei shviz. Okay? This is the Issa D'Oraisa. If instead of buying ice cream, you're buying these other items which you can't eat, that is the Issa D'Oraisa. What happens if you buy ice cream? He says, Avodavar haroy l'achila v'adai lochin ben meperes shviz ben medmein u'mochin osin ben mos amaslika ben peres v'chodav nes v'gush shviz, etc. Ella, she'asu l'machon k'derech s'chora or b'derech s'chora. As it says, ein mochin lo b'shvida v'lo b'mishkel, etc., etc., etc. This is presumably b'derabana. B'derabana. Yeah.
Today and everything is with
credit cards. We'll get to that. So he says, oh, and also the frochol of my high timer. Why? The kema did mea peros nisharim biyado, ben etfasim havilas chora. It looks as two different gersos. Well, you change the gerson. That's a big footnote over here in the new Rambans in footnote 31. What does it mean? The gerson we have, Rabbi Sazama switched the gerson. Said it means what? The mea peros ein nisharim biyado. So therefore, You've removed X amount of Kedusha Shvius from the world. That's not our Girsa. So he explains like this. The Dmei Peros Nisharon Kein Ba'achrona B'yad Alove V'hulo Hit B'stavar Acher Terem Sh'nisona Dan Demalve Achshev Sh'nisona B'toras Piron Lehem B'kedusha Shvius and Avali Schora. Whatever, shot in the different Girsas and within Shita Saramba. Oh. But Nara Bolsai, we have to analyze this idea of Palter. We have two pshat and palter, right? Let's just discuss one more thing, and then we'll come back tomorrow. The Yerushalmi has two pshat and palter, right? One is that it shouldn't be in the same place as all year, as every year, and one says b'chol shah. Get an impression, you change the place, but you sell regularly for a whole year. It also looks like schor. The Rash Surlio has an etymology. Palter is Miloshin Palatia. We learned Erevin. Siratia Palatia, a plaza. A retailer sells in the plaza, in the open square, the shuk. And the Rash Surlio is a different girsa. Lishna Kameh's girsa is Bahu Asar Kol Shaw. Not Shana. Shaw, that's the first Lushan. The second Lushan is this girsa, same as us. Lo yimazim b'chol shor. What does that mean? That means even in different places. Now the first lashon says you can't sell in one place all the time. The second lashon says you can't even sell in many places if you're selling all the time. However, the Rambam seems to have left all of this out. All of it out. Chazon Ish in his Kitzer Simcha Vav and the Dirmatzel Yerakos says you can't sell it. The first lashon of the Yerushalmi. I guess he holds it's a machlokes in the Yerushalmi. If they hold that the second lashon is machmer more than the first, sveka de rabbanon le kula rabosai. So tomorrow we'll have to discuss a little bit more about havla, paying with a check, what's called hakafa, based on the sukkah masech the sukkah and other sources as well. Okay. Minchah will be at 1:30.
Lunch will be
12 o'clock.
Never
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock.